The Balkan state of Montenegro this week voted for independence from Serbia. Supporters of the break are optimistic that their new nation will eventually join other former communist states like the Czech Republic in the European Union. But just when and even if this will happen are still big questions. Questions debated at a conference on Tuesday in Prague. Brian Sabin was there.
Now is probably the wrong time for Montenegro or any other nation to join the long line waiting for EU membership. In 10 of the 15 old or pre-2004 members, a majority of people oppose expanding the union any farther. The 10 newer members, or EU10, which includes the Czech Republic, are more positive. 69% of people there are pro-enlargement. The Prague-based think tank Europeum held a discussion on the future of Montenegro and the Western Balkans in general this Tuesday. Director David Kral says that these are the most important prospective members for Czechs because of long-time ties with the Southern Slavs.
The Czech Republic is acting as an EU member state. I think the main role is really to push for the Western Balkan case. There is not much appetite, I would say, you know, in the current European Union for enlargement in general. And I think the Czech position generally is that we have to, you know, give the Western Balkan countries a credible perspective of EU membership.
Mr. Kral says Montenegro and others need this goal to spur reform. However, with failed constitutional referendums in France and in the Netherlands, some speculate that the EU is already overstretched and should not expand. Franz Lothar Altmann studies EU policy in Berlin, and he says that only the prospect of EU membership can stabilize Europe's most volatile corner. He adds that small Balkan countries might be more easily integrated than others.
The Western Balkan countries are, compared with the EU, only 4% of the population of the existing EU, which means it's really not much. It's another case, for example, with Turkey, or let's even take Ukraine. These are big countries, and there an overstretching of the EU is much more in discussion than with these small countries.
These states have already had some help. Austria has helped launch negotiations on Croatia's membership amid controversy, while Slovakia has offered frequent advice to Serbia. Mr. Kral expects the EU 10 to offer more assistance to Montenegro and its neighbors in the future.
And I think there is a sort of a regional alliance emerging between Czech Republic and some other countries in Central Europe, which are very strongly determined, you know, to push for the Western Balkan case.
Even with this backing, the Balkans still have a long road ahead, says Tia Mimicevic of the European Research Center in Sarajevo. She doesn't think this week's separation will help anyone's progress, and with the exception of Croatia, she doesn't expect any other former Yugoslav state to follow Slovenia into the EU anytime soon. The Western Balkans, she says, will have a longer path to membership than the Czech Republic and other former Soviet bloc countries did after they gained their independence.
It took 15 years for many of these countries to join the European Union. And concerning the state in which many of the Balkan countries are in now, I mean, Bosnia has a legacy of war. So basically, we had to start in many ways from the zero compared to Czech Republic or Slovak Republic. So I think to this 15 years, we can add another 10. Between 2015 and 2020 is a realistic.
And that was Tia Mimicevic of the European Research Center in Sarajevo, ending that report by Brian Sabin.